With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says she's heading around the world to promote U.S. agricultural products.
Peru, Vietnam, Japan, the United Kingdom, Brazil, and India. I'll be hitting all of those countries in the next few months. Again, working to expand those markets and hopefully getting our farmers back into the profit margin, which they haven't seen in a long, long time.
Secretary Rollins tells Salem Radio Network that U.S. farmers suffered greatly because of former President Biden. Also at SRNnews.com, Maryland Governor Wes Moore blaming the operators of a cargo ship for the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last year. Speaking soon after the one-year anniversary of the bridge collapse, Moore told CNN that the operators of the Dolly vessel allowed the ship to sail despite serious mechanical issues. Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins says he encourages veterans to turn to his department in times of need. Barney Bennett has more.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, current Veterans Affairs Secretary and former chaplain Doug Collins told veterans he and his department are here to help.
Maybe you're dealing with possibly losing your shelter, losing your place. You're having trouble with your family. There's things in your life that make it very untenable. I'm going to slip not just as a cabinet secretary, I'm going to slip as chaplain Collins, but please find somebody to talk to, even if it's not the VA.
Collins says despite reports of layoffs and shrinking his department, they are tasked with helping veterans in need. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Republican Party state headquarters in New Mexico are targeted by what party called a deliberate act of arson over the weekend. According to the GOP statement, the entryway was destroyed early Sunday morning and the words ICE equals KKK was spray painted on a wall. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name and gender pronouns at school. He spoke with Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors. But parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, the federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who claimed to be the opposite sex without the parents' knowledge. This is SRN News. President Trump is threatening sanctions against Russia after recent comments from Vladimir Putin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he's angry that Putin is questioning Ukrainian President Zelensky's credibility when it comes to signing a potential peace deal. He told NBC News if a deal isn't made and he thinks it was Moscow's fault, then he's going to put secondary sanctions on Russia. Donald Trump threatened a 25 to 50 point tariff on all oil, even though he said he has a very good relationship with Putin. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More than 200,000 pounds of liquid egg products are being recalled because they may be contaminated with cleaning solution. The national recall was announced Friday by the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service. The liquid egg products were produced earlier this month by Cargill Kitchen Solutions based in Michigan. More details at SRNnews.com.